Nolte, it's Kamala V. Obama in Texas showdown as Jasmine Crockett takes 18-point lead over James Tallarico. By John Nolte on February 28, 2026. The latest polling from the Texas U.S. Senate race for the Democrat nomination shows Representative Jasmine Crockett, Dallas, stomping all over Representative James Tallarico, Austin. Better still, this is shaping up to be a Barry Obama V. Kamala Harris race, as well. The primary election is just days away, this coming Tuesday, March 3. A University of Texas at Tyler poll taken between February 13 to 22 of 1,117 registered voters and 959 likely voters shows Crockett with 55% support to Tallarico's 37%. That is way outside the poll's 3.2-point margin of error. In late January, the University of Houston conducted a poll and found Crockett up 8 points. However, polling in this Democrat primary has been screwy. Another poll taken in January had Tallarico up 9 points. Oh, and a poll taken just last week had Tallarico up 12 points. So, who knows? What we do know is that former Vice President Kamala Harris is doing robocalls for Crockett. Texas has the chance to send a fighter like Jasmine Crockett to the United States Senate, the Harris robocall tells voters in Dallas. Jasmine has the experience and record to hold Donald Trump and his billionaire cronies accountable. Harris sends the call with, "It's time to turn Texas blue," and then asks voters if they want fries with that. For his part, back in October, Obama gave Tallarico a boost. Tallarico also has fans in the upper echelons of the party, reports the Texas Tribune. Former President Barack Obama called Tallarico a really talented young man during a podcast interview in October, a clip that Tallarico's campaign has promoted more recently. There's little question most of the Democrat establishment wants to see Tallarico win, believing he'll have the best chance to defeat the Republican, who will either be incumbent U.S. Senator John Cornyn or Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's leading in most polls. The strongest evidence of this is establishment toady Stephen Colbert, who made a fool of himself shilling for Tallarico. Earlier this month, on his basement-rated late show, Colbert lied about CBS telling him he could not have Tallarico on as a guest. The truth is that CBS merely informed Colbert of the FCC's long-standing equal time rule that would require Colbert, due to the closeness of the primary election, to also host Crockett. Well, rather than host Crockett, Colbert invented a censorship lie and posted his interview with Tallarico on YouTube. The ensuing publicity boosted Tallarico's profile, brought in millions in contributions, and allowed Colbert to continue to pose as a martyr when we all know he's a failure, losing CBS $40 million per year.